Once upon a time, a little boy named Jackie Piper. And what are we going to tell a story about today, Steve?
Jackie Piper, when he meets the daddy duck, babysits his mommy and daddy.
So how do you think that could happen? How does that get started?
Well, you should know. You told it.
I don't remember it very good, though.
Why?
Just don't.
I thought you remembered things.
Not as good as you do. You remember things the best. Anyway.
Well, I don't remember anything.
Anyway, Jackie Piper, one day, Jackie's daddy one day called up the daddy giant because Jackie and his mommy were getting ready to go out on a date and they needed a babysitter.
But remember, he was going to babysit the mommy and the daddy.
Anyway, they tried calling all the babysitters in the neighborhood and all their friends, and everyone was busy. No one could sit their son, so he said, well, I kind of hate to do it because you know what happened last time, but I think we all have to call the daddy giant. He's always ready to babysit. Jackie's his favorite. So he called him up and told him to come on over. Well, anyway, the daddy giant, Jackie's daddy told the giant, get here at 6 o'clock. That's when we're going to need you here to babysit. Well, the daddy giant said, sure. Get here in the morning. No, he said, 6 o'clock in the evening, right at supper time. Right, just before lunch. No, 6 o'clock is supper time. That's when I want you here. Okay, said the daddy giant.
And when did he come?
Well, a little bit too early, which is where the problem's going to start. Because Jackie's mommy and daddy were getting ready. Jackie's daddy was in the shower. Jackie's mommy was on the telephone talking to the people who they were going to go out on a date with when the doorbell rang at 5 o'clock. And just about that time was when Jackie Piper had been dressing up in his daddy's clothes. He had been pretending to be a businessman, wearing a suit. He had painted a black mustache on his lip and wore one of his daddy's ties and everything. His daddy's big shoes on. And so the doorbell rang, and Jackie didn't even think about what he was wearing, and he just said, I wonder who that could be, and he went to the door. He opened the door, and
it was the daddy giant.
And guess who that daddy giant thought Jackie Piper was?
The daddy.
Yes. That's right. Hello, Mr. Piper, said the daddy giant. I'm here. I'm ready to babysit your son. Oh, yes, my son, said Jackie Piper. That's right, he's in the shower. Yeah.
That's right, he's in the shower.
He'll be out in a minute, said Jackie. And,
what about his mommy?
Jackie thought of that, and what did he tell him about her?
I don't know.
He said, yeah. One of Jackie's, friends is here. His friend named, Susie. Yeah. Susie Piper's in there with Jackie. You need to babysit both of them tonight. I'm going to work.
I'm going to John Pooks.
That's what he said.
I'm going to John Pooks.
So, oh, good. That's a good place to go on a Saturday night, said the daddy giant. I always think it's good when daddies work on Saturday nights. You know what Jackie thought of that? He didn't like daddies working on Saturday nights very much. But sometimes they do. But anyway, Jackie said, well, be sure to take care of them. Here, I'll give you the instructions on what you need to do before I leave. And what would he tell them to do? What do you think?
I want you to think.
I need some help. You think he would instruct them? What should they give them? Daddy John said, what should I feed them?
Oil and green beans and peas.
kale and green beans and peas. Should they all be mixed together, or should they be separate?
They should all be mixed together.
Now, would they want milk on top of that?
No.
Oh, just plain, huh? Okay. And do they get any salt on it?
No.
No sugar?
So they get the whole container of pepper.
Yeah. On it. Oh, right. Whole container of pepper. And green beans, peas, and oil. Is that motor oil or vegetable oil?
Motor oil.
Motor oil. Okay, good. I'll be sure to get it out of the car. And then he said, okay. And then after they've eaten, do they need to get cleaned up or anything?
Oh, yes. Put them in the sink.
In the sink. Right. In the sink. In the sink or the washing machine?
The washing machine.
The washing machine. Oh, yeah. The washing machine. And do I put them on a fast dry or fast wash or slow wash?
Fast wash.
What kind of shampoo do they want? Shampoo or do you use mud in your washing machine?
Mud.
Okay, right. Okay. Mud in the washing machine. That'll be good then. And then after they're all good and muddy, I've got several ways I can dry them out. I could put them in the dryer. And I could put Jackie and Susie in the dryer. Or I can hang them out to dry on the line.
I want them to be in the dryer.
In the dryer, okay, yeah.
A fast dryer.
A fast dryer, right. And what if they complain and want to get out too soon?
Just tell them that they'll have to eat some more of what they had to eat for breakfast.
That sounds delicious. Said the daddy giant, I may have to eat all that myself, but we'll see. And then after they're all done with their bath, what should they wear to bed? I've got several choices I usually give them to wear to bed.
What?
Sometimes I have them wear chocolate icing to bed, and sometimes we wear carpet rolls. Or I can wrap them in spaghetti noodles.
I want to wrap them in spaghetti noodles.
In spaghetti noodles. Okay, yes. That's my specialty. I wrap them in spaghetti noodles. And then, what kind of tool should we use to brush their teeth with, said the daddy giant?
Oh, this is what. You should use a razor.
A razor to brush your teeth. Why a razor?
My story to I use.
Okay, and then what kind of hat should I use to wash their face?
What do you mean by hat?
I mean a hat. What kind of hat do you use to wash their face? Said the daddy giant. Don't you know about that?
Okay.
We scrub their face with a hat. What kind? A clay hat. What is a clay hat, said the daddy giant?
Well, it's a hat, but it's made out of clay.
Oh, okay, Mr. Piper, he said. And then, it will be time for them to go to sleep, right, said the daddy giant?
Yes,
okay. And where should I tuck them in? I can... Oh, go ahead.
He's going to make them go to sleep. You know where?
In jail? Is there a jail in your house, said the daddy giant?
Yes.
Okay, that's where they'll go. Just like you're supposed to. Okay, I've got to go on to Work's house now.
Work's house.
Goodbye, he said.
What does he mean by work's house?
He meant he had to go to work now. And Jackie walked out the door in his daddy's suit and shoes and left. And Jackie's mommy and daddy there with the...
Daddy giant. Let's pretend they don't know he's here.
Okay, well, Jackie's daddy got out of the shower and was getting on his clothes when someone came in and said, "Time for supper, you guys." "Time for supper," they said. "We haven't gone out on a date yet." "Date? Children don't go on dates," said the daddy giant. "Your daddy told me what you need to do." "My daddy?" "His daddy. My daddy doesn't even live here." "Oh, yes, he does. He just left. I just spoke with him. He gave me all of my instructions. And he told me you children might try to cause trouble, but not to listen to anything you say." "But I'm the daddy." "Oh, right, right. Oh, I saw the daddy." "You're wearing shorts and... you're wearing shorts and a t-shirt. I saw the real daddy. He was wearing a suit and shoes." "Those are my suit and shoes." "Your suit and shoes," said the giant. "You're just a boy. You wouldn't have a suit." "I am not," said the daddy, but it was too late. The giant had them sit down in two high chairs and fed them. He got the car, brought it inside, unscrewed the oil cap, and poured some out. "What are you doing with my car?" "Getting the oil, like your daddy told me."
And then green beans and peas mixed with it.
They mixed it all up, and that's what they had for supper.
And a whole container of pepper poured.
Right. That's what they had.
And then what did they say?
"Yuck." "Said, eat it all if you want your dessert." So they did, and he gave them their dessert.
What was it?
Salt tablets.
Salt tablets.
Not very good stuff. And after that, he said, "Okay, guys, it's time to wash up." "Oh, okay, I'll wipe my hands." "No, no, I mean a good bath." "Into the washing machine you go." And he put them in there, and he poured mud in on top of them, and psh, 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 washed them up, and then after that, into the... dryer, and they tumbled around and around, bumbity 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 bump. They were plenty dry after that. So it was time for the daddy giant. What was he going to do with them next? Brush their teeth.
With a razor.
Luckily, he took the blade off so it wasn't sharp. But it was not very comfortable. Then he washed their face with clay hats, and their face had clay all over them. Then he said, "Now it's off to bed." Where was he going to put them to bed? I forgot.
And he was going to put them to bed in the jail, and they were going, and he was going to dress them up in spaghetti noodles.
Oh yeah.
And he was going to wrap them up in spaghetti noodles.
Okay, put on your jammies now. He got some spaghetti noodles and tried to wrap them up. But the spaghetti noodles were real hard and they broke. He said, "I know. I need to soften them up." So he boiled the noodles. Then he wrapped them up tight and they couldn't move. They were wrapped up like a bug in a spider web, wrapped up in those spaghetti noodles. And he gave them meatballs for pillows. And put them in the jail and tucked them into bed. Whoa, no, how are we going to get out of here? And just then, guess who should come home but...
Jackie.
Piper, and he said, "Uh-oh." And Jackie's mommy said, "Jackie, I think you're going to be in a little bit of trouble." You know why? Because he did all those things. And then they let out. The daddy giant left. Jackie Piper paid him. He paid him $10,000, and the giant loved it. He never got so much money before. But there's only one trick.
What?
Jackie paid him in pretend money. The giant didn't even know that, like Atlanta kind of money. And that was it. And Jackie helped his mommy and daddy out. And that's the end of the story of Jackie Piper and the daddy giant. Okay, so tonight we're going to have the story of
the Blue Giant
and his soon-to-be new friends, Jackie Piper and John Pook.
Righto.
Can you help? remind me what goes in this story?
Well, you see, they were walking through the woods.
Yeah.
And they found, and they came to this tree with a hole.
Oh, yeah.
In it. And then they got inside, and they were walking around, and they found it was a magic tree.
Mm-hmm.
Magic hole. John says, magic tree, magic hole, doesn't matter. And then they kept on walking, and they came to another hole. But this one wasn't the one they could get in. It was one that was blocking their path.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to walk through, and they fell down. They were falling through a pipe, and luckily Jackie landed on his feet, and then John landed on his head.
And I bet he lost his memory.
And thought he was Sonic the Hedgehog. And now you can tell the rest.
Okay. Well, John Pook bumped his head there at the bottom of the pipe. And then he looked up and he said, hello, what did he think Jackie was, Mario?
Mm-hmm.
He said, hello, Mario. I bet you can't catch me. I'm the fastest creature in video land. Boom! And John Pook went speeding away down an alleyway. Jackie was pretty fast too when he ran and caught right up with John. John said, I'm going to put on a turbo boost. And he went zooming away again. Jackie ran and caught up to him again. John Pook said, how do you do that? I'm Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog Smedgehog, said Jackie.
Sonic the Hedgehog Smedgehog.
You're not John. Sonic, you're John Pook, a boy. No, I'm a blue creature that goes dee 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 dee. And Jackie said, no. Don't you recognize me, Jackie Piper? Jackie who?
Jackie who?
You're Mario Brothers. Brothers, I'm just one boy, said Jackie. You know what I mean, said John. And you try to get firepower and shoot things, but I have other special powers. You know what I can do, said John?
What?
I can jump up and spin around and bonk things when I jump and spin. That's what I can do, said John.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I have firepower. My mommy won't let me have a real gun. John said, oh, yes, you can. John was speeding off again as fast as he could. He saw a loop-de-loop going up. He said, watch this. I'll just come and go right over it and through it. He went zooming, but he was not really as fast as Sonic. So when he got to the top of the loop-de-loop, bonk.
And then he loses his memory, and this time he thinks he's Jackie and Jackie's John.
So what happened in this story?
And then they came up to the Blue Giant's castle. And there was a guard there. And then then the guard asked him their names, and they were arguing who was Jackie and John. Okay?
Okay, and the guard said, who are you two boys? I am Jackie Piper, said John. I am Jackie Piper. Two boys named Jackie Piper. Most unusual, said the guard. I'll have to check with my boss. He came back pretty soon with another guard who was his boss, and the boss said, what did you say your names were again, boys? Jackie Piper. Jackie Piper. I don't believe it, said the guard. One of you is a spy who's trying to disguise himself as a real Jackie Piper. That's him, said John. That's him, said Jackie. I am Jackie, said John. No, you're not. You're John Pook. You bunked your head on a rock. No. You thought you were Mario before, said John. I did not, said Jackie. I've always been Jackie. And the guard said, well, please, real Jackie Piper, please step forward. John went doo-doo. Jackie went doo-doo. And they kept arguing, and finally the guard said, well, there's only one thing to do with two boys like this.
And then they put him in the jail.
That's right. He took him and he put him in the jail, and he put him in the same jail cell. And JL came and said, well, what would you guys boys like for your lunch here in jail? And John Pook said, I'm Jackie Piper, and I would like peanut butter and jelly. And that's what Jackie asked for, peanut butter and jelly. Mm-hmm. And John asked for a stinky fish on rotten bread sandwich. Because that's what he kind of liked. So the jailer came back a little while, and then he gave to Jackie Piper, said, okay, what was your name? And Jackie Piper said, Jackie Piper, okay, Jackie, here's your stinky fish on rotten bread sandwich. And he gave John peanut butter and jelly. Jackie Piper said, I didn't order this. Well, what's your name? Said the jailer. Jackie Piper says, here, this fish sandwich is for Jackie Piper. And Jackie got that one, and he didn't need to draw. And they kept arguing about who was who.
And finally, the blue giant found him.
Right.
And then he let him out of the jail.
Mm-hmm. Blue giant came down and he said, I'll let you guys out. I can decide who is who. Because he knew. He had met Jackie Piper before a long time ago.
Yeah.
Probably when you were like 2 years old, I would bet.
Yeah. And Jack was only about 2 years old.
I know. And Jack... But the blue giant said, I will know Jackie Piper. I've seen him before. But he looked at the two boys, and he said, well, I'm not sure. Because both boys were 6 years old. Both had sort of brownish hair.
No, John Pook had black hair.
He did. Jack, what color hair was Jackie's?
Brown.
Brown. But the blue giant said, I can't remember. Jackie, is that you? He said to John. Yes. Oh, good. No, said Jackie. I'm Jackie Piper. Remember me? Well, the last time I saw you, said the blue giant, you were only 2 years old. You were teeny tiny and still wearing a diapers. I know, said the blue giant. That's how I'll know who's Jackie Piper. Which one of you is wearing diapers? Because he said, I know Jackie Piper wears diapers. And they checked, and they pulled their pants down, and they both had her underwear. And the blue giant says, aha, to his guards, these are imposters. The real Jackie Piper wears diapers. I remember. And I will know by what they ate who's the real Jackie Piper. I remember the real Jackie Piper liked baby food, smushy carrots. What did these boys eat? One had peanut butter and jelly, one had a stinky fish sandwich. The real Jackie Piper would only eat baby food. These boys cannot be Jackie Piper. We'll just have to throw them into the ocean, he said. No, wait, said Jackie. The real Jackie. I've grown older. I've changed. You have, said the blue giant. Yes, said Jackie. I'm 4 years older. Of course I don't look the same. Well, said the giant, if you're really Jackie Piper, prove it. Jackie Piper thought and thought. He tried to remember what adventures he had had with the blue giant when he was two. Do you remember, Steve?
Uh-uh.
I'm trying to remember. The black giant's the one he went racing with, right?
Right.
The red giant had poo. The blue giant. See, the one who they had all the trouble in the yard with? Throwing fruit everywhere and stuff.
What do you mean by throwing fruit?
There was one of those giants when Jackie had a big trouble throwing fruit everywhere and making a whole fruit juice into his swimming pool. Was that the blue giant?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But what?
Finally, Jackie Piper said, I know how I can prove I'm Jackie Piper. I'm the one who knows all the other giants. Oh, yeah? I know the other giants too, said John Pook. Okay, said the giant, I'll give you a test, and he has John Pook. Who lives with the red giant? John Pook thought, Little Red Riding Hood. Mom, what do you boys like to do at the black giant's house? Black giant, said John. They like to play in the dark. No. He said, what giant is it who gives the boys the most trouble and is the hardest one to beat? It's almost impossible to beat him. The only one who ever really beat him good was Wesley, he said. Jacob Piper said, I know, I know. And you know who it was that was, Steve?
The real Jackie.
Yeah. Do you know which giant he was, though?
Burr giant.
That's what Jackie said, the burr giant. And I said, right. And Jackie said, and the black giant is the one we race cars at. And the blue, and the red giant has Tinder and Pooh. And all the, and Panda.
And Linda.
No, there.
Yes, please.
Yeah, and the giant said, okay, now I know you were the real Jackie. And who was your friend? Well, if I'm not Jackie Piper, said John, I must be, Sonic the Hedgehog. No, said Jackie. Luigi the Midget. No.
Let me keep on his head and think he's trying to raise his horse now.
Okay. John was trying to run around, trying to think who he was, and he bonged his head into the wall.
Now he thinks he's trying to raise his horse, and Jackie's house horse, and Blue Giant's Comfog made this. Okay?
And John Boots said, rah, that's detail. Plant eaters. He thought the guards were plant eaters.
What?
He thought the guards were plant eaters, and he said to Jackie, don't do that. That tickles me. He said to Jackie Piper, come on, Allosaurus. Help me get those plant eaters. And he grabbed them. He went and he tried to scratch at the guards, but he couldn't scratch very good with just those kind of hands. He said, Comsognathus has sharp teeth. Help me, Com.
Tyrannosaurus is the strongest meat eater.
I know, but he wanted the other guys to help him too. But they didn't help him, and he said, if they want to help me, I'll eat you. And he went over, and he tried to take a bite out of the blue giant. Luckily, the blue giant moved away, and all he bit was his t-shirt. Unfortunately, the blue giant was an inflatable giant.
What do you mean inflatable?
You know, like a float full of air. When he bit his shirt, he popped a hole in him. And the air started whooshing out of the blue giant. He went, well, everywhere. And Jackie had to get some shoe goo and glue up the hole in his side. And the guards blew him back up. And the blue giant said, that's it. Jackie Piper, you may be my friend, but your friend is dangerous. He's crazy, too. We're going to have to get him out of here. And he sent the guards to take Jackie and John back through the woods, back to that hole. And he did. And the guards marched him right back up to the real world. Jackie and John lives. And they let him go. One of the guards got his spear and went, whack, and bonked John on the head. To bring John Poop back to normal.
But then that
was a good thing.
He had to do a hard bonk, like bonk's hit on a brick wall or something like that. A hard bonk.
Really?
And what? That bonk wasn't hard enough. And do you know what he thought he was this time?
What?
This time, he thought he was. Jackie's mommy. Okay.
Jackie said, oh, I've got to go get supper ready. Jackie, come on, your daddy will be here any minute. I said, are you trying to play house with me, John? I don't want to play house. We're not playing house. You need to come right home now. Or your father will be upset with you. I've got to get your sister. She's ready to get up from her nap. My sister? It's my mommy's job. I'm your mommy, said John Pook. Oh no, Jackie. It's really going to be strange when I get home. When he got home, they walked in and John Pook saw Jackie's mommy and said, what are you doing here, Mrs. Pook? He thought Jackie's mommy was John's mommy. Mrs. Pook, I'm Mrs. Piper. I'm Mrs. Piper. So he said, he's going loco again. And John Fuchs said, now Mrs. Piper, you sit down. I'll get you some coffee and crumpets to eat. He tried to do that, but when he went in the kitchen, because his Piper had been mopping, and he slipped on the floor, fell down, and with a hard bonk.
No, he had to bonk his head on a brick wall. On a brick wall he had to.
Yeah, well, the story's almost over.
This time he thinks he is,
I don't think he has time to think he's anything more.
Jumpbox Mommy, he thinks he's a mommy.
And he started telling himself, okay, son, you need to come home right now. And he said to himself, okay, Mommy. He said, if you don't do that, I'll have to put you in timeout. If you put me in timeout, you'll be in timeout too, he said to himself. This is very confusing.
No, he has to think somebody's John Pook.
Maybe Susie Piper, he thought was John Pook.
Yeah. Let's have him.
And he grabbed Susie by the hand and said, come on, son. And he tried to take her away, and Mrs. Piper said, wait, that's my daughter. That's my son. Can you tell she's a girl? She's got a dress on. And John Pook said to Susie, John, why are you wearing a dress? Boys aren't supposed to wear dresses. She said, I'm a girl. And John Pook said, oh no, my son thinks he's a girl. This is terrible. What will we do? And Susie pushed John right there off the sidewalk into a brick wall.
No, you're running a brick wall.
Well, the story's over now. The end.